We've interrupted our regular programming to cross on over live to Almaty, Kazakhstan for a special interview that is going to be held by Gisu Misho Ahmadi, our correspondent there, with Dr. Saeed Jadrili, who is the chief nuclear negotiator at the P5 Plus One talks with Iran. Gisu, I'm going to pass it on to you now.
Well, yes, Kaveh, just as you know, two hectic days of negotiations between Iran and the world powers have ended today. And, well, we know that both sides entered the negotiations in a positive mood. And right now, at the end of these negotiations, I have with me Iran's Secretary of the National Security Council, Mr. Saeed Jadrili, who has joined us here, and he will be giving us more details about the whole round of negotiations, how it's been going, and maybe even some more information. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Jadrili. The negotiations began with a positive mood. I'd like to know what your evaluation of these whole 2 days of talks were.
As I said in the course of the press conference, we entered the negotiations with a constructive approach, and we had presented a plan earlier, and based on their response to our plan, after 8 months in Almaty, in the course of the first round of negotiations in Almaty, by combining these plans, we presented an operational plan, and the plan defined effective steps in order to move forward. Naturally, they had some questions, and during these 2 days, and in the course of long and intensive negotiations, we discussed these issues in detail. They had many questions, there were certain ambiguities, and we, in fact, responded to all their questions. At the end of the talks, they came to the conclusion that based on Iran's initiative and also the proposals presented to them, they are in need of returning to their capital, respective capitals, and also discuss these proposals with their respective authorities and later inform us about the outcome.
Well, Iran has always been insisting, and every time we've heard you talk, Iran, you've mentioned that Iran insists that the P5 plus one recognizes its rights to enriching uranium. This seems like a very easy step. How far do you think you are from the world powers regarding this?
This is not a basic question of ours. It's a basic question of the global community. This is a basic question by the global community that how come the world powers are just opposing the basic rights of the nations? This is a basic question that has to be addressed, and this was a recommendation extended by us in the course of negotiations to have certain powers opposing the inalienable rights of the nations. That would bring about no achievement for those powers.
Why is it that Iran insists so much on this right? Why is it that you just don't give it up?
The point that we are emphasizing focuses on our nuclear rights based on our needs and requirements. When we say that enrichment is our right, it's because we need this right regarding the 20% enrichment. You know, it is useful for production of medicines. And in the past 3 years, 850,000 Iranian patients have made use of these medicines. We did not have the fuel. We asked them to provide us with the fuel, and they did not provide us with the fuel. And they did not provide us with the fuel, and they even hampered this process. We told them several times that we do not have any plans for producing 20% fuel, and we did not have the scientific capacities at that, the scientific possibilities at that time. We asked them to sell it to us, and they did not sell it to us. So we had close to 1 million people were in need of these types of medicines. We couldn't ignore this. We could not overlook this. So we acted on this basis. And fortunately, our young scientists, in less than 2 years, they managed to have this achievement and gain and this is our right, and it has peaceful applications, and it has humanitarian and medical uses.
Well, you just took us back to Geneva 3 and the nuclear fuel swap deal that was brokered. And back then, just as you said, the world powers were not prepared to cooperate with Iran on that level. Do you believe that now, with the new proposals that you've put forward, they will be ready to accept them?
We have presented our proposals to them, and these proposals include all the necessary elements and components. They had some questions, they had some ambiguities, and all these questions and ambiguities were responded. They said they have to return to their respective capitals in order to look into the issue. One of the points that they emphasized was that they considered as important to reach an agreement, and they said that they have this approach in order to come up with an agreement.
How optimistic are you regarding that?
We have always tried to adopt a positive approach and also move and pursue these discussions with constructive proposals. We emphasize our logic and behavior and what we pursue. We trust what we pursue, and we consider it as defendable, and we have participated in all the negotiations with initiatives and based on logic, and also we have managed to defend our interests in a powerful manner.
We've had in the news that the UK is spending billions on nuclear weapons. Doesn't that contradict the whole process of holding negotiations with Iran? What is your take on this?
This is one of the basic points. And 2 days ago, I raised this issue at Farabi University of Kazakhstan. And I said that this is a basic question posed by the global community. Why should certain countries have nuclear weapons? And this is an illegal weapon. And you see, this has been our motto, and this is our belief, that no one should possess nuclear weapons. And at the same time, all NPT member states should possess nuclear energy, should have access to nuclear energy. There are certain countries who are making claims, and they are seeking nuclear weapons. They are having new nuclear tests, and even they take up actions for proliferation of these weapons. They should be held accountable before the global community. This is a question posed by the global community. The UN Security Council must address these behaviors instead of just focusing on a country that is taking actions in order to make medical use of nuclear energy.
We heard the other side mention confidence building. It seemed like a key word in these negotiations. Considering this piece of news that we just heard, and also the way that they've been treating Iran, and particularly the sanctions that are affecting the ordinary Iran, how do you evaluate? And did this ever come up in the negotiations? Did you tell them how those unilateral sanctions that are not, that have no legal UN basis, are affecting the ordinary civilians?
Well, it seems like we may have lost the connection there. That was in Almaty, Kazakhstan, where our correspondent Gizmi Shahmedi was talking to Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Dr. Saeed. We're back with him. Let's take a listen.
They have shown hostile behavior.
No, I do apologize for that. We have lost the connection, I believe, to that very important interview just coming right after the press conference of Dr. Saeed Jalili, Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, with our correspondent Ghassemi Shahmadi.